John McCrahan has been chairman of the Sitka Salmon Derby for 23 years. He says there were at least three former champions fishing this year whose combined ages may come in somewhere north of 240 years. This year, though, the top three places were claimed by anglers whose combined ages total 35 years. McCrahan is not bothered by this in the least.
Well, it's exciting. It gets them, no pun intended, it gets them hooked.
9-year-old Caleb Gray's 32.5-pound salmon held the lead all through fishing the second weekend of the Derby, and that's no fluke. Gray also is the total weight leader for the Derby, bringing in just under 209 pounds of king salmon over 5 days of fishing. McCrahan let Gray hold the horn that would signal the end of the Derby Sunday night. With 8 minutes to spare, a boat pulled into the Derby barge and landed a fish that was quite obviously smaller than Gray's 32-pounder. McCrahan nevertheless called out 47.5 just to see Gray's reaction.
And you should have seen the look on his face. He knew that that number was bigger than his, and he didn't know if he should cry or what. And then I looked over at his dad, Kenny, who was leaning against an ice chest, and his expression was about the same. So I got them both.
McCrahan is a big bear of a man, and playing with the kids in the Derby comes easily to him. But they have played him, too. 3 years ago, at the end of his 20th season, he was stopped in his big bear tracks by a child named Piper Vaughn.
I was going to announce at the ceremony that I was retiring, that it was time for new management to come in, and then Piper comes up with a picture that she had colored of her fish hanging on the scale and a thank you at the bottom with kisses, you know, and I can't do this.
Third place finisher Riley Bernhardt began her Derby career in a similar fashion to Caleb Gray, entering her first salmon as a 6-year-old, the Derby minimum. Now a teen, she is the second highest in total pounds landed at 185, and one of her kings was the third largest in the Derby at 29.5 pounds. Again, these numbers point to years of experience, not luck. McCrahan says Bernhardt knows her way around the leaderboard.
So I think she's now 16 or 17, and, you know, she has her... She was down there at the barge telling her dad, just calm down, I've got to, you know... She was holding her picture, her fish up and wanted pictures, and she wanted them a certain way, and he was griping about how long it was taking, and he just put him in his place, and this is my time. You just wait.
Bernhardt will win a pot puller worth $2,000 for her third-place king, as well as a variety of cash prizes for high weight and largest fish of the day. The second-largest fish in the Derby was landed by 11-year-old Jack Haley at just under 32 pounds, and he'll claim $5,000 in prize money. Haley also brought in the third most poundage, right behind Bernhardt at 162 total pounds. 11 is the perfect age to be distracted by the state Division I high school baseball tournament, which was held over the same weekend in Sitka. But McCrahan has first-person evidence to the contrary.
Mike White, who's been in the Derby for years, he was with Mike Svensson down at Goddard this year helping. And I guess he was asking all the kids down there, would they rather play baseball or go fishing? And after a couple minutes of thought, most of them said they'd rather be fishing.
McCrahan says he's unsure whether this year's large purse will continue into the future. Several generous families and businesses contributed to the increase in prize money, and the final numbers have yet to be crunched. In all, 490 fish were turned in by 155 people over the 5 days of fishing. Proceeds from the sale of the salmon benefit the Sitka Sportsmen's Association's Scholarship Fund, its educational programs, and Sitka High's state champion shooting league, the Shore Shots. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.